It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, hour number two of Garden Talk. And we want to, before we meet Marnie Turkel and talk orchids, we want to invite back Daniel, who called during hour number one. We didn't have time to take his call. Calling from Freestone this morning. Hi, Daniel. What can we do for you on the show?
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a long-time listener. I really appreciate you guys. But my question is about peppers. They're kind of difficult to sprout, and I've had trouble getting them to come up. And what's the best way to sprout peppers? Because I received yesterday a really rare, I've been told, pepper from Andean Mountains in Peru called Starfish Habanero. Have you heard of it? Anybody there?
No, yeah. Starfish Habanero?
Yeah.
No, but that's
really
okay.
Different. I've got two little ones. They're tiny little half-inch to an inch wide. Looks like a starfish. It's flat and round. That is one of the weirdest peppers I've ever seen. They said that in some restaurants, they go for $10 a pepper.
Wow.
And I've never heard of this. Have you heard of this?
Wow. Excellent. And who gave you these seeds? Where did you get them?
I got them from a close friend who got them from another gardener who has, it says it turns into a pepper tree, and you'll have it for 2 or 3 years, the plant.
Well, that's, you know, probably
pepper tree.
Yeah, but that's probably where it's originated from or where it's growing. It has that nice microclimate in that country. Here, we get the cold weather in the winter, and we get the frost, and then that's enough to kill the peppers, right? The pepper plant.
Yeah.
So unless you're growing it in a warm greenhouse all the time, that don't expect the peppers to live year to year. They're just an annual for us here. But so you've got your seeds now, right?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, it's time now, but what medium is the best?
Okay, I would get
peat moss, or, you know, like, what do you do, peat, or what do you do?
No, I would just go to your favorite nursery and get a bag of seed starting mix, and the soil will need to be kept at like 80, maybe 85 degrees. So a heating mat would be good. If you start them in jumbo six packs, you know, you could put one seed in each little cell. Okay, and then you set that six-pack on top of the heating mat. Or if you have a tray, you know, like a seed tray, you put those six-packs in the tray. You know, like they have little carrying trays that the six-packs are in, the four-inch pots. You've seen them at the nurseries.
Right.
Okay, so you can set your six-packs in there if you want. So if you need to move them around, it's easy to do. Or just...
What's a good depth for them? Like, how deep should the seed be in the dirt?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, about a
quarter of an inch to a third of an inch.
So very shallow.
Yeah, you want it. Yeah, you. And a general rule of thumb is that you would sow your seeds twice the width of the seed. So you know that pepper seed is about barely a quarter of an inch wide. So
yeah.
You know, you would put it down, you know, about a third of an inch in the soil, okay? So when you put your seed mix in the soil, tamp it down a bit, okay? Because you'll be surprised how much that soil settles. So if you need to add a little bit more into the cell packs, great. And leave some room at the top there so you have room for the water to go.
Right.
Okay? All right? So you tamp it down a bit. You sow one seed per cell, about a third of an inch down, quarter of an inch. Sprinkle some more seed soil mix on top of that. And you can get some kind of like a, you know, a little 1 by 1 inch piece of wood or something, like a little, something like a mallet or something, so you can just tamp the soil down very gently. You're not going to be packing anything down. You just tamp it down a little bit so you know there's soil and seed contact. Okay?
Right. And then when you water, you don't want the watering to upset it and disturb it. See, which that's happened to me before when I, you know, watered with a can. I should have just been spraying it with a sprayer, a hand sprayer.
You can do that, or if you have some kind of a nozzle where you can have a gentle
mist
or gentle water shower. And that's how you can water these guys. And what I would do is I would put a clear sheet of plastic over it, like Saran wrap.
Right.
Just lay it over the top of the seed trays. Okay, just lay it on the top. You don't tuck it in anywhere or anything. Just put it over the top, and then you have your thermometer thing with your little thermostat that you stick that thing into the one of the cells of the soil, and you can regulate the temperature. You want it to be at 80 degrees. Okay, great. You set the thermostat there for 80 degrees, and that little thing, that little probe inside your soil will keep the heating mat heated. It will tell the heating mat, how do you say that? You know, like, okay, it's the soil was 65 degrees when you started. Well, that heating mat is going to stay on until that soil thermometer reaches 80 degrees, and then it shuts off. So that's the expensive part, is buying a heating mat and that thing. But if you but if you don't want to buy the heating component, you know, the thermostat part, you just get one of those heating mats that they sell at a lot of the nurseries, and you know that should be warm enough to get your pepper seeds to germinate. Now keep and in mind, it'll take about at least 3 weeks before those seeds germinate.
My next question was, how long till they come up? Yeah, they're a long-term one. They're worse than tomatoes, right?
Yeah, yeah. So be patient, and as long as you keep the seeds damp, don't keep them sopping wet. Keep the soil damp, keep them warm, be patient, and then they'll start to come up.
Hope that helps, okay. Daniel.
That was fantastic. You guys are the best, and I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Garden Queen of Sonoma County.
Thanks, Daniel. But I want you to call us back and let us know how they're doing, okay?
That would be great. Thanks for your call, Daniel. Well, I have. We don't really need to spend all this time with Marnie Turkel about orchids, because I have the entire caring for your new orchid to tell you. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Number one, do not deprive the orchid of sunlight. Number two, do not bombard the orchid with too much sunlight. Number three, do not touch the orchid. Number four, do not look at the orchid. Number five, do not ask the orchid why it's mad at you. Number six, do not forget to take the orchid out, like to a movie every once in a while, something that shows you're making some semblance of an effort. And then seven, do not overwater the orchid. And there it is. It's just really as simple as that.
Sounds simple.
Doesn't that sound simple?
Well, yes, it does sound simple. I don't know that it sounds, you know, effective for growing your orchid, it does sound simple.
This was a New Yorker cartoon, and I happened to catch last year, and I thought, oh my gosh, I think a lot of people feel I've done something to insult you. I've said the wrong thing, or I yelled at the orchid, or I cursed it or something. But there's usually some science that goes hand in hand with why your orchid is not thriving. Isn't that right, Marnie?
There's some very basic things. And one of the things about orchids is, you know, you've got this question, you don't have a clue what the answer is. And you ask it, and then you get the answer and you think, oh man, that was a stupid question. But there are no stupid questions with orchids.
Amen to that.
Until you hear the answers. Some things are common sense, but that's something you learn over time. By growing orchids, paying attention to and seeing your orchids are going to tell you what is going wrong or what is going right. You just have to learn to listen. And that can take a long time.
It's the Sonoma County Orchid Society spring show coming up next weekend. It's an educational orchid expo and sale. We'll tell you about it as the hour progresses. But want to remind you that any gardening questions you have, don't hold off. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Gwen will be happy to tackle any gardening questions you might have this hour. Marnie's company is called Mostly Species. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's exactly what you do. You grow orchids from seed. Is that correct?
I grow orchids from seed, and most of them are species. That is naturally occurring plants that have originally come out of the wild. There are also hybrids, which are two naturally occurring species that have been bred together by man, occasionally in nature, and those are called hybrids. Most of what you see in the stores are hybrids, and they're really good for starting out because they're more forgiving than a lot of the species. The species came from a particular climate, an elevation, a temperature range, and when you get a hybrid, they're just not so fussy.
That's yeah. So they're good for beginners, certainly.
They're good for beginners. They're good for, I mean, there are people, advanced people who make hybrids, and people kind of fall in love. They kind of go in one direction of species or one direction of hybrids, and there's no wrong way to go about orchids.
So you sell yours mail order, is that correct?
What I sell are the seedlings that are, I grow them from seed in a sterile little plastic tub, really. And it takes about 2 years from seed to where they're ready to come out.
Okay.
And then once they come out, it can take from a year to 5 or 6 years
Wow.
To get them to bloom.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not a beginner's
thing. I understand that. But do you ship them all over the country? Is it?
I ship these flasks around the country and
around the world.
Yes.
I wonder if the regulations prohibiting importation of orchids into certain countries? Do you know?
There's CITES, which is the convention on international trade in endangered species.
Oh.
So it's more difficult to ship plants. It can be done into most countries. You can bring plants into the U.S. with proper paperwork. Mm-hmm. If they're sterile, they've been grown from seed, they're not threatening endangered plants, and those are much more easy to ship internationally.
Makes sense. The Educational Orchid Expo in SAIL, which is next weekend, it's at the Vets Building right here in Santa Rosa on Maple Avenue, and it will feature skill sessions, learn orchid care from the experts, and there's an exclamation point after that. So these are real experts, aren't
these
they?
These are real experts.
Okay. There's docent tours. Learn about the rare and beautiful orchids in our displays. Shoot and post great pictures to Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. On-site orchid doctor. Are you one of the on-site orchid doctors?
I'm giving a docent tour, and I'm working in the sales area in the afternoon on Saturday. But there's always, I have done the orchid doctor before. You can bring a plant in. You can bring a picture of a plant. If the leaves are all pleated like an accordion or it's falling out of the pot, you can get a diagnosis of what might be wrong.
This is like urgent care for orchids, isn't it?
It's triage.
On-site orchid doctor, if you're having trouble reblooming your orchids or there's weird spots or they're wrinkled, the leaves are wrinkled, bring your orchid in for a checkup. Is that a complimentary checkup with admission? You get in and
yes.
Oh,
no
good.
Charge.
No extra charge. No upcharge for that.
Yeah.
Please bring your patient in a separate brown bag. Now, of course, that's important to prevent spread of disease. Like people that have colds should be wearing masks. Well, the same principle applies to bringing your orchid in a brown paper bag, and an expert will diagnose and tell you what you should be doing. There's also vendors from all over California featuring a wide range of orchids suitable for all skill levels, from the easy yet uncommon orchids ideal for beginners to the rare and exotic for the more advanced growers. You can find the perfect plants for growing in your home, your greenhouse, or outdoors. Now, so some orchids can be grown outdoors. I always think of them as being so temperature sensitive.
Well, depending on where you live, if you live closer to San Francisco Bay, there's a lot of orchids you can grow outside. Here in Santa Rosa or in Sonoma County, there are orchids that are hardy down to freezing. But
that's okay.
Not much below. So if you can keep them covered,
mm-hmm.
If you can keep them a little drier in the winter.
Or in a greenhouse, something like that, they would work well also.
Yes.
So there's all, from all skill levels, there's orchids available. And then there's member plant sales, orchids grown by the members ready for you to take home, right? Right then?
You can go home with a lot of orchids if you come to the show. The members, you know, the plants grow and then they can be divided. You keep a piece of the plant, but you have divisions that can be sold. So the society table is individuals who may have one or, you know, 100 plants to sell, bring in their plants. So you get a wide variety of things, and there are people to talk to about how you grow it. And that's one of the great things about going to an orchid show is you can ask the person. You can tell a vendor, you know, I'm going to grow this in my east window, my temperature range is this, and they can help you pick out a plant that will do well in the conditions
then
you have.
Then they'll say, well, this plant may not do very well, but let me show you this plant, much better chance of success. There's also hourly drawings for, and this is in big capital letters, free orchids and related items donated by the vendors. There's a silent auction, which includes dinners, wine, tours, gift certificates, pet-related supplies, and other great items donated from Sonoma County merchants. And there's a boutique orchid plant and garden-related books, non-orchids, potting supplies, bark, and other related decorative items. So we'll take a break because that's a lot to absorb. And if you have orchid questions, and I know every year people, like at 3 minutes till 11, suddenly realize there's an orchid expert, and we get all these calls, and then we never can get to them. So if you have an orchid, if you're thinking of purchasing an orchid, you'd love to try one, and you want to increase your chance of success, talk to Marnie Turkell from the Sonoma County Orchid Society now. We don't have anyone on hold at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email or even a photo of an orchid that's maybe in distress. Steve@ksro.com, or any general gardening questions, address those to Gwen Kilcher.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Arcturus is hiring at their new location in Petaluma. Arcturus Unmanned Aerial Vehicles is a growing aviation manufacturing facility in Petaluma. Arcturus UAV is holding a job fair Saturday, March 30th at their new factory on North McDowell. Arcturus, the brightest star in the Northern Hemisphere, and Arcturus UAV is looking for stars in manufacturing, avionics, and production. Go to Arcturus-UAV.com. Be a star at Arcturus UAV.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on MySonomaDeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health, and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only at MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
Michael O'Shea here, manager of KSRO. When Malm Fireplace Center joined us as a Warrior sponsor, I went in to meet Ken and Shelley, owners. I walked into a warm and inviting showroom with all the latest technology and efficient and beautiful ways to warm your home. And yep, I walked out with a new fireplace insert, which is operated with a touch of a handy remote and has become an immediate, beautiful addition to my home. Malm Fireplace Center, for 60 years serving up warm and beautiful. 368 Yolanda, Santa Rosa, and Malm, M-A-L-M, fireplacecenter.com.
The best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonoma County.
That's Dr. Walter Tom's staff thanking you, Sonoma County, for voting Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens. He cares. And he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon for a third year in a row. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible. Because patient happiness and their self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. drwaltertom.com.
We love you, Sonoma County.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Garden Talk. It's live at KSRO in Santa Rosa. Welcome to the show. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher and special guest Marnie Turkell from the Sonoma County Orchid Society is joining us during the second hour of Garden Talk. If you have general gardening questions, heck, call, talk with Gwen, 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com, or address your orchid questions to Marnie during this hour, and we'll remind you about the big orchid show next Saturday and Sunday at the Sonoma County Vets Building here in Santa Rosa. And one of you will win a pair of tickets to go to this great show. They're $8 each. And if you get in with a question or a comment, we'll enter you into the drawing shortly before 11 o'clock. Lee, welcome to the show. What can we do for you and your orchid?
Oh, good morning.
Morning. We haven't heard from you in a while.
No, I've been ill.
Oh.
Anyway, I have this orchid was given to me about 3 years ago, and it was gorgeous flowers. It had 14 big blossoms, yellow with a maroon center, and the plant itself looked like it was ready to die. They didn't know what they were doing when they gave it to me. Had no idea about plants, gardening, anything else. So it's taking me all this time to get this thing back to health again. And I give it half-strength orchid food twice a month. And it looks healthy, it's nice, it's green, but no sign of any bud stems on it yet. What do I do?
Do you have a name for the plant? Was there a tag with it? There frequently isn't, but...
It was a Phalaenopsis.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot, because Phalaenopsis, like moderate light, pretty much the same temperatures as people do. If the plant is looking healthy, if the leaves are kind of a dark green and firm, and you get new leaves on it over time?
Pardon me?
Have you gotten new leaves on the plant over time?
Oh yes. I've got 4 new leaves since I got it back to health.
Okay, so one of the things that triggers the Phalaenopsis, the moth orchid, to bloom is a differential between night and day. So if you are not getting a temperature drop of at least 10 degrees, it's probably not going to initiate bloom. So is where it's growing, is the temperature very constant, or do you get a drop?
No, it's in my front room, and I had another orchid in here that bloomed straight for 5 years, and it was a Phalaenopsis, and it's just full of buds right now, just ready to pop.
Well, then,
but this one's just sitting here looking at me.
So your temperature is probably not the problem. Some orchids, some individual plants are free flowering, you know, they want to bloom. So I think your conditions are probably right for it. I'm assuming you treat both of them, water them the same, and fertilize them the same.
Yes.
So it's probably not what you want to hear, but it might just be that orchid. You could try moving it, giving it a little more light, not a huge amount. You know, you don't want to burn the leaves, so you don't want some direct morning sun. Or putting it where it's going to get more of a temperature differential, if you can have it maybe a little closer to a window where it might cool off more at night.
And, well, that's where it is.
Okay, then, and is it right next to the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a stumper.
I know.
Yeah, as I said, some plants, but I would try moving it to a slightly different position. Orchids don't react quickly, so it'll take a while, but you might try moving it to a little more light. Or is this a north window?
Yes.
So do you have an east window that you could put it in where it would get some morning sun?
Yes.
I would try doing that. It may just need a little more sun. Like where you might grow, if you've ever grown African violets, so they, you know, they get a little more light. But I would try that, and then be patient, because it can take, you know, a couple of months before it really decides to put out a spike, or a flower spike where you can see it. So, but I would try
It's a fairly big plant. It has like 7 nice big leaves on it, And I was astounded when they brought it to me because it was spectacular with 14 of these huge blossoms. And I thought maybe it took a lot out of that plant, but I know it wasn't cared for because it was more dead than alive.
So that sounds like the best option is you're suggesting a little more light, continue your diluted fertilizer regime,
yes.
Right? Everything else sounds like what she's doing.
One of the things, orchids bloom to reproduce. And sometimes if an orchid is just really happy, it doesn't feel threatened in any way, and it doesn't want to put energy into blooming. So sometimes changing some of the conditions will... not threaten it, but you know, make it decide, okay, it's time to bloom.
It's a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call. So I would try that.
Okay, thanks for your call, Lee. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We can take more questions and more answers. Live Garden Talk, as always, from 9 to 11, 636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. We'll take an email from Vivian and a question from Mitch when we come back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, Botanical Artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. And our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
The nursery is ready for spring. There's spring color, bulbs, ferns, succulents, and houseplants all bursting with spring growth. Spruce up the yard or the house with flowers for Easter. Easter lilies and calla lilies are in stock now. Planning to landscape this spring or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allison.kw.com.
Improve your photography skills with Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa. With a brand new classroom, Shutterbug is your photography education headquarters. Visit ShutterbugCameraShop.com for a full list of classes like posing and portraits, Adobe Lightroom 101, and macro. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue north of Todd and ShutterbugCamera.com.
Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Whether your next thrills come on the water, on the road, or cross-country, come see your options at the 4th Annual Boat RV and Sports Show. March 29th through 31st at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. NorthBayBoatRV.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mostly sunny skies today, high 62 in Santa Rosa, 55 along the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 37, 39 on the shores. A bit cloudy for Sunday at 64, 58 in Bodega Bay. A little bit of rain comes back early Monday morning, high 57 though in the day. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk live at KSRO. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. And we're talking about this year's big orchid show at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, specifically at the Vets Building. That's right across from the fairgrounds on Maple Avenue. Tickets are $8 admission. There is free parking Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. And we'll tell you more of what you'll get when you attend the Orchid Society show. It's really magnificent. Mitch, thanks for holding and welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you, Mitch?
Greeting, kind folks. I have two questions. First, I have a pyracantha that's probably 25 years old that's well-maintained and whatnot, but it's not getting the little red berries, and the robins are migrating, and I'm just curious why it's not getting the little fruits or whatever you call them on it.
Does it flower? White flowers?
It hasn't for like 2 years.
Is it getting more shade than sun?
Yeah, it might be, because it's behind an apple tree now.
That could be. 25 years old, you would think is old, but pyracantha is pretty tough, and it can live for a long time. But it is on the older side. Has it been flowering and producing berries in previous years?
Yes, it has, and I've noticed now that I'm on my deck looking that there's some dead areas in the bottom, and maybe I should thin it out a little and prune them a little.
Well, get the dead stuff out so you don't have to look at it, but was that apple tree there all the time, or has, you know, obviously that apple tree has grown then and probably created more shade?
Yeah, I keep my trees short. They're only 6 feet tall, so it's, but I think you hit the nail right on the head with the amount of sunlight, and I'll see what I can do to remedy that. And last but not least, I have a couple of mums that are in front of my fava beans, and I saw a whole bunch of ladybugs, and I looked down, and sure enough, the leaves on the fava beans got aphids on them, and I'm not a pesticide type of person, and I thought there had to be some kind of organic thing you could spray on them or hose them with water or do something to get rid of those doggone aphids.
Well, you said you have mums in front of them with ladybugs?
Yes. Yeah.
So pick up some of those ladybugs and put it on right next to the aphids and say, here you go. See if those ladybugs will take care of the problem. They're probably on the mums because they're eating the aphids off the mums. And You think what?
That sounds absolutely accurate. I'm looking at them now, and I've been trying to take my hands and squish the little black devils.
But, you could do that.
I'll do that.
But like I was telling, who was it that called earlier? Kathy, I think. She had an email about her fava beans and the black aphids, and yes. I said if you can find some ladybugs, put them right there on those plants and give them a chance to do their job, and that way nature takes its course. But if not, if the aphids are taking over, then you can get a spray bottle, a little squirt bottle, fill it with water, 7 to 10 drops of an eco-friendly dish detergent, spray them in the evening, wash it off in the morning, and hopefully that will help.
Thanks so much for your call, Mitch. Good luck with your aphids, and I know you will defeat them because that's the kind of guy that you are. Elise has a question about orchids. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. Hi, Elise.
Hi, good morning. You guys have made my day. I've been out of town, and I thought I was going to miss your orchid show, so I'm happy that it's next weekend. I grow orchids outside, cymbidiums, but I'd like to know what other orchids outside would grow with the cymbidiums. I know it freezes sometimes, so what I do, I just pack them all in the garage and put them back out and do it that way.
There's one that comes to mind very quickly is Dendrobium kingianum. It's a small plant. It's very hardy. It's from Australia, and it will grow in the same conditions as cymbidiums. If you're coming to the show, you can ask different vendors who's got, you know, cold hardy. What can I grow there? There's a lot of things that'll go down close to freezing and still be fine. Especially if you keep them a little drier when you're expecting cold weather. Cold and wet is much more damaging than cold and dry. But there's, do you get down to freezing often?
Well, you know, like this year, it's only been, I think, twice I really saw really a lot of frost, and I didn't move them. They're under orchid trees, or not orchid trees, but oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing happened to them. The ones that were in spike, I did bring inside the house, and they're there in front of a sliding glass door. But other than that, the other ones that didn't throw spikes out there, just out there, and they were okay.
Well, the cymbidiums, the spikes are hardy down to 32, and the plant is hardy down to 26. And if you have some cover over it, that's better. And again, you can keep them drier in the winter, and that's better for them. But I would say come to the show. I used to have a greenhouse that was open on both ends, and there were a lot of things that I could grow. There's some quite showy things. There's some terrestrials. There's some sobralias, which have big corsage-like flowers on them that only last a day, but they keep blooming. The plants look like bamboo. So there's some very interesting things that you can grow with it. These plants that come from higher elevation or countries like Australia, actually some from Mexico, will take real extremes of temperature. So they'll take our hot weather in the summer and the cold temperatures in the winter.
So we hope that gives you some idea at least, but there'll be lots of more frost hardy orchids available at the show this next weekend. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Nice talking with you. 636-1350 is our number, or you could reach us via email, steve@ksro.com. Hi, Marnie. I have a couple of, I think that they are phalaenopsis. They have bloomed like troopers and have healthy leaves, but both are in 3-inch pots and have about 12 air roots sticking out all over. Is that okay? Are they asking for a larger pot? And also, I wasn't good about staking the flowering stalk. Is there a way to correct that? They're about at a 45-degree angle from the pot, and that's from Karen.
Okay, Karen. The first thing I would say, we'll talk about the inflorescence, the spike. You don't want to do anything abrupt to it, and you want to do it when it's warm. A cold spike is more apt to snap. And you can put a stake in the pot and use like the twist tie material or not string, but you know, something to tie it up, and slowly over a period of days bring it more and more upright. If the flowers have already, if the buds and flowers have already opened, they will not adjust, but the subsequent ones will bloom out in a better shape. Or you can, just depending on, you know, your preference, that when they grow in nature, they arch out and a little bit down. So but whatever you do on that, do it slowly. Phalaenopsis grow on tree branches, on tree trunks. They have their roots, some are attached and probably in some moss, and others are going out. They're there to pick up nutrients, so the rain washes down on them. But if you have roots going out and you want to repot it, you don't want to stick those roots in to the medium, into whatever the mix is in the pot. They're different kinds of roots. They produce roots that go into something moist. They produce different kinds of roots that go out. And it doesn't mean that your plant necessarily is unhappy with what's happening at the roots, but it's always a good sign to check that the roots are still good. If the bark has broken down, it's a little bit mushy, there isn't the airspace in there that they're used to having. So you want to check to see, does your plant wobble? Do take a look at the roots. Is it taking longer and longer to dry? Can you kind of poke down a little bit into the bark and see if it's mushy? Does any of that sound, have you looked at any of that?
Well, this is an email question, so giving some quick information. They're in 3-inch pots, and she's wondering about staking the flowering stalk. Is there a way to correct that?
We covered that.
Okay, about the 45-degree angle. So he doesn't need to repot them at this point.
Depending on how large the leaf span is, if from one side of the plant to the other it's 12 or 14 inches, it might be time for a little bit larger pot, but not a much larger pot.
Okay, Karen, there's your answer via email. If you need a little more technical and detailed advice, give us a call at 636-1350.
Traffic on the fives. Weather 6 times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
I don't know about you, but I often worry about my parents and how they are coping these days. I love them dearly, but it's simply become too difficult to care for them at home. I am concerned about them falling, eating 3 square meals a day, taking their meds, and frankly, about becoming too isolated. That's why I'm so happy that I visited Springfield Place in Petaluma. At Springfield, I was greeted by a vibrant and caring staff that felt like family. And now through the end of April, this great community is offering a discount of $500 off per month for a total of $2,500 off for the first 5 months of residency. My parents are so much happier now that they have settled in. They still have lots of independence. I no longer worry because I know they're having 5-star fun, eating healthy, exercising, and enjoying social events like live music and dancing.
Go to leisurecare.com or call 707-769-3300.
Reminding you about the big Sonoma County Orchid Show. It's next weekend at the Vets Building. It's Saturday and Sunday. You'll learn how to grow and rebloom your orchids, repotting cymbidiums, growing orchids outdoors in the Bay Area, fabulous slide presentation of unusual orchids, and docent tours of displays, and lots of orchids for sale, and experts there to do an on-site triage, an urgent care. If you have an orchid in distress, bring it in a brown paper bag, and you will be able to talk to the experts.
I have a question. How much is the admission?
$8. Okay. And I think there's a buck discount in the Press Democrat, or you can go online, I think, to Eventbrite, and that'll be $7. Okay. But you may be the lucky winner of a pair of tickets at the end of today's Garden Talk show. Brad would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, hi, thanks. Yeah, I had a question. I had a palm tree that I've taken down, and for years, every year it put out like these little black seeds that would go everywhere, and they sprout any place there's dirt, up comes a little palm tree. And I was wondering if there was any way other than having to pull them. I've tried like the popular weed spray, and I think because of the leaves being kind of waxy or whatever, I've been told that the stuff doesn't really work. And I wonder if there was anything that you can spray on them versus having to hand pull them all, because there's so many of them.
I think hand pulling, just digging them out, not hand pulling, just get a shovel, dig under the plant, flip it over, step on the soil, pull your plant out, and there you go. That'd be the fastest way to get rid of them.
Yeah, because they're small enough. I mean, they pretty much just pull out, but
Okay.
We have to shelve them. But there, yeah, but there's nothing I can really spray on them to try and kill them.
No. No. I'd stay away from the herbicides, especially Roundup. But you said that doesn't work because of the waxy coating. I'm going to try. There was somebody that called in and suggested for me, for my weed problem, is to use a little blowtorch. So
yeah, that would work. I didn't know if like a berry or like a poison ivy or oak spray would work.
No, no.
Their leaves are waxy too.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time with any herbicides. Hand digging works. Hey, call some young kids over and say you'll give them a quarter apiece.
Yeah, and then a month later they have to come back.
Well, you know, there's only so many seeds there. So after a certain amount of time, you will have pulled them all out because the palm tree's gone. The seeds have all sprouted. They're gone. And then no more shoots coming up.
Yeah, they grow some good palm trees, though, because I've got about three feet tall now. But
yeah, well, you know, pot them up and sell them then, maybe.
I don't know. That palm tree I took down, though, I mean, those are a nightmare. Anybody out there wants to plant one, forget it.
Oh, well, hand-picking would be your best bet, then, if you don't want to dig them out. So good luck. But right. there will be a time when they stop popping up. Okay, Brad? Right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye.
Wow. Okay. But I love your can-do spirit, Gwen. Make some money on the side.
Well, yeah.
I love that.
They sound like a nice tree, so.
We're not going to probably be able to get in-depth, but just very generally, Vivian sent us an email that has a lot of components, Gwen. She says, I purchased a freestanding planter box, which has a depth of 9 inches, capacity 4.5 cubic feet. At the time, I didn't realize it was that shallow. The illustration photo was misleading. What depth is required to plant vegetables, specifically tomato plants? Last year, she planted tomatoes.
Let's answer that one.
Okay.
At least, you know, 12 inches. If
all right.
You have 12 inches wide, you know, wide, depth, length, all that. So the more room, the bigger the tomato plant, the better they'll do. And they do have a big, deep root system, so 18 inches would be ideal.
So 9 inches. She's saying last year she planted tomatoes there. They didn't do well. This year, should she plant a different vegetable? Also, how does a novice test the soil? She purchased something called All Natural Garden Soil, thinking there was no need to add amendments. Was it the soil or was it this 9-inch depth that was at fault?
Well, the 9 inches, probably not enough soil in that shallow planter box with the tomatoes. Mm. So, you know, grow, you know, peppers, eggplants, peppers, eggplants, some beans. Any of those small growing vegetables, you know, leafy greens of all sorts, you can get those in now. The soil should have enough fertilizer in there to keep everybody going through the growing season. So keep the plants wet, too. You don't want the soil soaking wet. That could have been a problem. Make sure there's drainage holes in there. Full sun, which is what all the vegetables want. And, you know, that would be it. But get a bigger planter box with the tomatoes and put them in the ground.
Okay. And she says, if I add manure fertilizer, how much?
Manure fertilizer. Well, follow the directions on the package,
yeah.
You know, because you do need soil. And then the manure is like an added fertilizer compost. So you don't want to have too much manure and not enough soil. So
I want to thank Marnie, we're going to come back and give away a pair of tickets. You brought some beautiful fragrant orchids. We're not going to have time to talk about those in depth, but I cannot believe the perfume that is filling the greenhouse today, some mm-hmm. of these orchids.
The people don't think of orchids as being fragrant. The Cattleya is the corsage orchid. Once you cut it, it's not fragrant, but on the plant, they usually have really nice fragrances. They use it to attract the pollinator, and there are people who only grow fragrant orchids, but you can ask at the show, you can, without touching the flower in the exhibits, you can smell things because you will smell them. And if you're interested, ask vendors, are any of these fragrant?
Great, great suggestion. Back, and one of you will win a pair of tickets to next weekend's orchid show here in Sonoma County.
Rincon Valley, here's KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hi, my name is Lewis Gansler, and I'm the principal of Rancho Cotati High School. Rancho Cotati is proud to be a bridge to college and a future career. We offer our freshmen an experience unlike any other in the county. Our 6 new freshman academies offer our students an integrated experience, blending a focus area with English and history. Our new academies include law and justice, drama, biomedical, computer science, careers in sport, and film. These programs will be supported by our state-of-the-art theater academic gymnasium complex, which is one of the largest and newest freestanding buildings on a high school campus in the North Bay. Students have opportunities to take honors classes in history, English, world languages, science, and math. These courses will help prepare students to take advantage of our 16 advanced placement classes, or take advantage of our career technical education programs, which offer 11 different pathways to prepare students for a successful career. Whatever your goals, career or college, Rancho Cotati has a program for you.
Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant 50th Anniversary Tour with special guest Sarah Lee Guthrie. March 28th, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant.
America's beloved folk music troubadour, Arlo Guthrie, marks the 50th anniversary of the iconic movie, Alice's Restaurant, in an evening filled with his all-time hits, including City of New Orleans and Alice's Restaurant Massacre. March 28th, 8 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Get reserved seats by phone, in person at the box office, or online at lutherburbankcenter.org. Don't miss a historical evening with Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant 50th Anniversary Tour and special guest Sarah Lee Guthrie.
At Alice's Restaurant.
Presented by Luther Burbank Center for the Arts.
Nonprofit organizations, it's time to ramp up your human race efforts. This year's race is May 4th, and now is the time to sign up. Businesses are putting together teams and may want to support your cause. Register your nonprofit today at humanracenow.org. That's humanracenow.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
All right, now it's the moment of reckoning. Marnie's on the hot spot. Marnie, what's your favorite number today between 1 and 8?
8.
Caller number 8 at 636-1350. It wasn't actually caller number 8 because, Gwen, you randomly shuffle all the callers' numbers, so there's no number bias. Who was assigned caller? Who was assigned number 8?
Karen, who sent in the email about her phalaenopsis, that they're blooming beautifully and wanted to know if she should transplant them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Karen, you've won the pair of tickets to next weekend's Orchid Show, and you will be able to pick those tickets up at admission at the show itself. There won't be hard tickets mailed to you. Just go to the show. We'll get your information via email and identify yourself and, of course, your Social Security, your Medicare card. No, it'd be really simple. We have a trustworthy audience, and you'll enjoy the show courtesy of the Sonoma County Orchid Show. So put it on your calendar. Thanks always, Marnie. It's so illuminating, enlightening, and it's such a thrill to have you in the show, and I love the orchid you bring us every week.
Well, I enjoy it very much and hope I can come back next year.
Oh, you will.
All right, next Saturday, Garden Talk again. Stick around. It's In the Kitchen with Chef John Ash. The KSRO Good Food Hour follows the news.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk.